For our scripture lesson this morning, one verse in the context of this whole lesson, but I wanted to share this one verse, and it is verse 23. Jesus is speaking. St. Luke 9, verse 23. Then he said to them all, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves, take up their cross, take up their cross daily, and follow me." God's word for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Daily living. Daily living. Let us pray. And now, gracious God, let the words of my mouth, the meditation, thoughts, and desires of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, for you, dear God, are our rock and our strength and our redeemer. And the people of God say, Amen. A story is told of a man who went to see a friend. He knocked on the door, and the friend's little girl came to the door, and she looked at him and said, "Who are you?" And the question hit the man in a way that it had really never hit him before. And he said to the little girl, "I wish I knew." Literally, millions of dollars are being spent on the movie Spider-Man. And I guess we all take something different from the story. I was struck by the fact that here is a relatively young man trying to live a normal life. And yet he has this ability to leap from one tall building to another, and the capacity to be a superhero. How often do we hear of a person who commits a crime? And there really is no excuse, and yet an excuse is offered. And often it centers around, they don't know who they are. Abused, neglected, life for them has no meaning. They don't know who they are. I can't speak for you now, but I know that I have read many books on self-confidence and self-esteem. I can only imagine how many books have been written as we search to know who we are. I wanted to begin this way, because as you come to the discussion of discipleship and what it means to be a disciple of Christ, Jesus wanted his disciples to understand just who they were. Jesus would begin by teaching and telling the disciples just who he was. He was the Christ. He was the Christ. The people had been waiting for literally thousands of years. Many ages and periods had passed. The book of Hebrews speaks of people of faith having died without having received the promise. Jesus was the Christ. And if his disciples wanted to follow and be followers of Jesus, then let them deny themselves and take up their cross. This verse in St. Luke is found in other portions of the scripture. But Luke adds something that the other verses do not have. Daily deny yourself. Daily take up your cross. We are to follow Christ. You know, we may have all said this or felt this at some time. It's Sunday, and I don't do that on Sunday. Or maybe we have said, it's Sunday, and I don't talk like that on Sunday. To follow Christ daily is to realize that if my attitude, behavior, and language is right and appropriate on Sunday, it must be the same the rest of the week. The challenge here is for daily living. And it is very much an invitation. No one can force us to be a Christian. No one can force us into daily living. This is an invitation. And if we are to accept it, then the challenge is to deny oneself. So much of our climate and culture today centers upon taking care of yourself. Christ invites us to find ourself by losing ourself. Do you hear that? Christ invites us to find ourselves by losing ourselves. We know those cherished words of St. Francis. It is in giving that we receive. It is in forgiving that we are forgiven. There is another expression. To give of ourselves is like a candle. And we are not called to nurture the flame, but to burn out for Christ. It sounds strange that in denying oneself, we find ourselves. And then to daily take up our cross. I feel that cross-bearing is all about taking up our responsibility. This was a very special time for me this morning. In terms of talking about installation within the life of the church and beginning anew here with you. But what I wanted to share this morning and to ask you is to always hold me accountable, for I may be called to be your pastor, but all of us, all of you, are in ministry. If you find me trying to sing a solo, remind me that we do have a choir. If you find me out there being an individual, remind me that we are a community. Cross bearing. It's all about each of us taking up our responsibility. It's all about saying, whatever we do, and I also was thinking about that word If you have a lot, and whatever your lot is in life, build something on it. Cross-bearing. It's about all of us taking up our responsibility. And it is a part of daily living. So yes, we want to know who we are. We want to know who we are. So the invitation is extended to daily deny ourselves, to daily take up our cross, and to daily follow Jesus. And yes, yes, it is in knowing whose we are that we know who we are. It is in knowing whose, God's children, God's people, set aside, called out, chosen for ministry. It is in knowing whose we are that we know who we are, the people of God, the people of God, called in this case to be Burns Memorial United Methodist Church, but called even more to go into all the world with the good news that Jesus is the Christ. Praise God that we know who we are. And now let's get busy. Amen. Amen. Amen.